Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is episode 36, and I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing good, Dave. How you doing today?
Doing great. Good. We've got a lot to talk about. There was a lot of activity last week with the Kentucky Derby, and we're a week away from the Preakness, so lots to talk about here. So let me dig in here and get all our housekeeping out of the way. Just make sure you're visiting our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. And at the top of the page, you find all the links how to listen to us. And boy, you're listening to us. So we really appreciate that. We've got all the bases covered. Just click a link. You can listen to us. Be sure to join our Facebook group. The link is also up at the top of the website. So we've had some traction there as well. We've had some people liking our page, and we'd love you to join us there on our Facebook page. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at OffTheChartsHR, as Steve will post any late changes and maybe some other picks he finds. We're also available on the Amazon Echo. If you ask Echo to play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn, you magically will be able to hear our episode, the latest episode, right on your Amazon Echo device. And again, we have over 6,500 downloads. That's incredible. Our episode 35 last week, the most downloaded of all time, over 700. We can't thank you enough, and we'd really, really appreciate everybody listening. So we know people are out there listening, whether you're a newbie just listening for the first time. Just make sure you're subscribing and listening and downloading. We really appreciate it. So this week's agenda will be, we'll review last week's events. It was a very, very busy week at the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs. And then the Horse Nugget segment this week will be just a review of the Derby from last week. There was a lot going on with that, and Steve and I will talk about that. And then handicapping this week, we have one race at a graded stakes race at Arlington Park, our home park, and we have five races at Belmont Park with a pick four in that mix there. So let's dig right in and review what happened last week, Steve.
Yeah, Dave. So let me just really quickly kind of go over the Oaks Day and Derby Day stakes that we handicapped. So there were 16 stakes. There were 13 stakes over 2 days. We had a top pick winner. We had two top two pick winners. We had two top three pick winners. Our highlight was our top pick winner did pay $18.80 to win. We had a top three pick winner that paid $15.40 to win. Certainly the track on Saturday threw a lot of things off, and it is what it is. I mean, I've been handicapping, pretty much my entire adult life, and the conditions of the track are just things you have to deal with, and you make adjustments if you can. I don't like to do a lot of zigging and zagging. When I make my picks on horses, it'll take a lot for me to get off them when the track condition changes, but I will do that sometimes. Overall, Dave, still doing a pretty nice job. In 200 stakes races, we've almost picked 100 winners in our top two picks, and that's really what we're aiming to do here. We're not long shot fishing here. We're not trying to see how many low priced winners we can pick on a day's card. We're just trying to find horses at a decent price that have an opportunity to win. And I know based on the feedback we've gotten, people are making money with the stuff that we're doing. Absolutely. Which is kind of why I got this thing started in the first place, was to, try to help folks, first of all, become better handicappers themselves. And secondly, find some ways to make some money at the racetrack.
Absolutely. Yeah. And like you said last week, it was just absolutely crazy. I mean, you have a pick five that pays $1.2 million. I mean, you have long shots.
Yeah, and the person that won it paid a quick pick ticket for $18 in Texas.
Texas.
I mean, and as I've said, those are great money-making opportunities, those Oaks Derby days and the 2 days of the Breeders' Cup. And so, you got to take a shot at it. And if you're right, good things can happen, but anyways, it was still two enjoyable days, Dave, and had a good time with you on Saturday on Derby Day, and we're ready to move on now. We're in Triple Crown season, so we've got a kind of a week to catch our breath before the Preakness starts.
That's right. So All right, and let's just move on, and we'll move right into the Nugget segment. Again, you want to review the Derby. There was a lot to talk about. We had a lot of discussions about it during the time, and like you said, let's dig into it. Let's
get started. Yeah, so I, you know, Dave, I don't want to do some in-depth analysis of the Kentucky Derby, but I do just want to make some comments. You know, the first thing that I want to say is I now have decided, after watching all these derbies all these years and on off tracks and fast tracks, this 20 horse field thing is just way too many. You know, you had some pretty nice horses, including our top pick, stuck on the outside and didn't even get a chance to run. I mean, they didn't even get an opportunity to show whether they were capable or not. I was texting with a horse buddy of mine during the week, and I was just saying, you know, to me, it just seems like they ought to limit the thing to 12 to 14 horses. You know, 14 might be the right number, right? Because that's once you get past 14, then they add that auxiliary gate. And then the horses that come out of that auxiliary gate all come flying over across the track because there's that gap and there's room for them to go there. And that's exactly what horses will do. And so you shut off a lot of those horses that are on those outside posts in those in the original gate. So I really think that they ought to just take the top 12 to 14 point getters now that it's a point system to get into the Derby, and limit the number of horses. The other observation is, Mike Smith rode a perfect race, and Mike Smith rides a lot of perfect races. You know, I heard Baffert say that he wanted Justify to be ahead of 18 horses coming in front of the grandstand for the first time, because he knew that he wasn't going to have the lead. He knew that Promises Fulfilled would have the lead, but he wanted to be in front of the rest of them. And that's exactly the way that Smith rode the race. Yeah. The fractions were fast. Smith sat on those fractions, and when horses tried to close, you know, they were weighed down by, you know, pounds of mud and dirt. And, you know, I one of the Derby horses, and the name's escaping me right now, still had dirt in his eyes the following morning. They were still washing the horse's eyes out. That's how much. Yeah. And I don't know if you saw that picture on Twitter of Mendelsohn, but it was sad. I mean, I looked at it. I got sad. Yeah, I mean, the, you know, a really nice horse who had no chance. Just another comment I wanted to make, and I know that I sent it to you. I found it pretty funny that Baffert walked into the racing secretary's office a few days before the maiden race that Justify was going to go in it to break his maiden. And Bob went into the racing secretary's office and just asked to, you know, make sure that the race was going to fill, because he had a horse that was going to be the Kentucky Derby winner. So Bob knew before this horse even had set foot on the racetrack ever in its life what kind of horse he had. So I think that's pretty confident. It's pretty cool. I thought that was a pretty cool story.
Baffert's a very confident trainer, and well, he should be.
Probably the top's in the business now.
He sure is. And Mendelsohn will be back. Has it been confirmed yet if he's going to race in the Preakness or not?
Oh, God, no. Aidan O'Brien is now going to point towards the Breeders' Cup Classic. Okay, so he's going to put some races, you know, over the course of the summer, probably over in England, and come back and get on the dirt and run against. He might wind up against Justify in the Classic. So he'll be back.
We'll keep our eyes open, and hopefully the weather's better at Churchill during the Breeders' Cup. So but it's a beautiful horse, and it's a shame that that's how it panned out. But
and the last but not least part of the nugget on the Derby review is that I did read today that Mick Ruiz is putting Corey Nakatani back on Bolt Dora, which I don't know if you remember this, but I have said this multiple times on these podcasts in races where Bolt Doro's been in. I just, you know, I even told you I didn't think Javier Castellano was a good fit for this horse, much less Victor Espinoza. It just seemed like Nakatani got the most out of this horse. It was a shame that Corey got taken off. Mm-hmm. And I read today that that Nakatani is going to be back on Boldoro for its next race, whether it be the Preakness or the Belmont. So,
all right, great. No, that's like I said, we want to move on. There's more racing ahead for this year, and we'll find some more winners out there for sure. So let's move on to the handicapping for this week. Again, I said we have six stakes races. One is at Arlington, five are at Belmont. So let's start here in our home turf at Arlington Park. Pull out your program here. We're going to go to the seventh race. Seventh race is a mile. It's a grade three. It's the 66th running of the Hanshin Cup. The purse is $100,000, which is great to see at Arlington. And give us your picks. It's for three-year-olds and upward.
Yeah, so nice lead-in based on my Corey Nakatani commentary, because according to past performances, yeah, Corey will be riding a horse in the Hanshin tomorrow. We have gotten a lot of rain here today in Chicago. Yeah. Looks like it's going to rain again tomorrow. Yeah. But the nice thing about synthetic tracks is that they don't get sloppy, but they do get tight. When they get rain, they tighten up. Yeah. Speed is usually pretty good. So anyways, Dave, my top selection in this race is going to be the 9-horse Master Marion, and Corey Nakatani is the jockey. Wesley Ward trains. This horse is 5-1 the morning line. This horse is second off a layoff. Wesley Ward is 40% when he takes his horses from turf to synthetic. I thought that was pretty interesting. This horse doesn't have any races on a synthetic track. But Ward does pretty well when he puts these horses on synthetic after they've been on turf. Obviously, if you're looking at the past performances, this horse looks like it's got some early foot, and we get one of my favorite all-time jockeys in the saddle. So let's make the 9-horse at 5-1 our top selection in this seventh race at Arlington. My second selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 5-horse. The 5-horse is well-abled. Ravelli trains. Valdivia is the jockey. 7-2 in the morning line. This horse has a sterling synthetic track record. 7 starts on synthetic, 5 wins in a second. Produced a 107 buyer speed figure out at Turfway in January on synthetic. Ravelli's pitching at about a 25% clip in the meet that has just begun at Arlington. This horse has a nice bullet work over the track, 1 out of 46 second 4 furlong workout. This horse will probably be over bet, like most Ravelli's horses are at Arlington. I think we need to leave this horse in as one of our picks. You know, I think Corey will probably stalk this horse. This horse looks like it's probably got this, is probably the speed of the speed. So let's make the 5-horse, Dave, well-abled, our second selection in the seventh race at Arlington. And our third and final selection is the 8-horse Gone Ghost. Scott Becker trains. Chris Amy is the jockey, 9-2 in the morning line. I'm a big Scott Becker fan. He's kind of an under the radar kind of trainer, on the circuit here in Illinois. Source has been out 13 times lifetime, 10 wins, 10 wins, a second and a third, second off a layoff. Chris Amy has been on this horse multiple times and won with this horse multiple times. So I think from a buyer standpoint, this horse could produce an effort that could win the race. So let's make the 8-horse, Dave, Gone Ghost, our third selection in the seventh race at Arlington. So to summarize, Dave, Arlington Park, race 7 on Saturday. Our selections are 9, 5, 8.
Plus, Chris Amy's had a great meet at Hawthorne. He won the jockey title. So he's a good jock.
Absolutely.
All right, let's move on to Belmont. So we're going to start off at Belmont with the third race. Let's flip our page here. I was not at our page and kick in over here. All right, so the third race is at Belmont Park. It's 6.5 furlongs. It's a grade three. It's the grade three running, 68th running of the Vag Grancy, which is a $200,000 purse for fillies and mares, four-year-olds and upward. Take us your picks. Tongue tied today.
Yeah, it's good, Dave. My top selection in this race, Dave, this third race at Belmont is going to be the 2. The 2 is Kirby's Penny. Wesley Ward trains. Johnny Velasquez is the jockey. Velasquez has been on this horse for a couple of wins before. It's supposed to rain in New York tonight and all day tomorrow. So I'm assuming that we're going to get a sloppy track. This horse has a 424 Tomlinson on a sloppy track. I've been on the slop twice, has won once and finished second the other time. Ward and Velasquez are 25% when they team up together. Another thing that I noted here, Dave, was that if you look down on April 7th there at Keeneland, Wesley Ward used to train this horse and then lost it in a claim and now has gotten the horse back. So I like when trainers reclaim or come back and get horses that they used to work with. So at 8-1, John Velasquez, Wesley Ward, a good slop horse. I think we're going to make the two horse Kirby's Penny our top selection in this third race at Belmont. Our second selection is going to be the three horse. The three horses, Chalon, Arnaud Delacour, Paco Lopez, the jockey, source is second off a layoff, has one for one on a sloppy track, has multiple sub 12 second eighths of a mile under her belt. And Paco seems to fit this horse pretty well since Paco's won a few times with this horse, including the last time. Mm-hmm. So let's make the three horse Chalon our second selection in this third race. And our third and final selection, we're going to go for a little bit of a price play here, Dave. We're going to go for the five horse. The five horse is Swing and Sway, Ron Moquette trains. De Cabrera is the jockey. This horse has got early speed, Dave. This horse is the kind that might be able to get out there on a sloppy track. It's got a 446 Tomlinson on a sloppy track. Has won three times in the slop. Produced an 85 buyer speed figure doing it. And we get 12-1 on a horse that could get out there and go wire to wire. So let's make the five horse Swing and Sway our third selection. So race three at Belmont on Saturday, Dave. Our selections are 2, 3, 5.
All right. And then let's move on to the seventh race. Seventh race is going to be the start of the pick four. Or is it a pick four? I don't see it there.
It's at the beginning. Okay. I believe it is. Our first race actually starts with race eight, Dave. So I just, they're numbered incorrectly on the program there. So, so it's 8, 9, 10, and 11, and it is a pick four.
Got it. Now we're at the eighth race. Yes, there is a pick four. I like to see that now. So the eighth race is at Belmont, and this is 6 furlongs. It's the fifth running of the Run Happy. The purse is $150,000, and this is for the eighth race. And let's get your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So my top selection in this eighth race, and I intentionally picked this race, even though it's not a graded stakes, just so that we could play the pick four. And I know you like that, so I did it.
Right. Well, I appreciate that.
I had a long plane ride home today, Dave. I had a lot of time to do a lot of handicapping. So,
and we benefit from that.
yes. So my top selection in this race is going to be the two horse. The two horse is Westwood. Kieran McLaughlin trains. I picked Johnny Velasquez on top again in another race. But this horse has a Tomlinson, a 422 on and off track, is one for one on and off track. This horse is second off a layoff. I think if you've paid attention to me over the course of these podcasts, you know that I usually like Kieran McLaughlin second off the layoff as opposed to right off the layoff. Yeah. And that's the scenario that we get here. The buyer speed figures seem to fit pretty well. So we're going to make the two horse Westwood our top selection in the eighth race at Belmont on Saturday. Okay. Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the four horse. The four horse is Great Stuff. Great Stuff is trained by David Jacobson. David Cohen is the jockey. Source, as I said, is 7-2 in the morning line. Raced on the turf the last time. Bounced off a 95 buyer speed figure there at Aqueduct. And so back on a surface that I know that he likes, a multiple sub 12 second eighths of a mile in this horse's past performances. If speed if the speed battles here, this might be the horse that'll pick up the pieces. So let's make the four horse Great Stuff our second selection. And our third and final selection, Dave, we're going to go for a price play. We're going to select the five horse. The five horse is Always Sunshine. Edward Ellard is the trainer. Kendra Karamush is the jockey. As I said, 12 to 1 in the morning line. 409, excuse me, 409 buyer speed figure, Dave. 4 for 4 on and off track. 103 buyer, top buyer on and off track. I don't know. I would not feel good if this horse had won and I hadn't put it in our selections based on the way the track condition is probably going to be. A pretty good jockey change to Karamush. Yeah. So let's make the five horse, Dave, Always Sunshine, our third selection in this eighth race at Belmont. So, Dave, to summarize, race 8, Belmont, our selections are 2, 4, 5.
Okay. And let's move on to the ninth race. The ninth race will be the second leg of the pick four. You could also do a pick three in this race, going through the next three after this. And this is a mile and a 16th on the inner turf. It's a grade three. It's the 41st running of the Bogey, $200,000, fillies and mares, four-year-olds and upward. Give your picks.
Okay, Dave. My top selection in this race is going to be the one horse. My impression, Shug McGahee, Jose Ortiz, 4 to 1 in the morning line. Nice record at this distance. 11 starts at this distance on the turf. 5 wins, 2 seconds, 2/3. Ortiz has won 26% for this barn this past year. A number of sub 12-second eighths of a mile. I'm anticipating the track's going to be good, soft, maybe yielding. I think this horse is probably going to get a really nice inside trip and be able to take the horse that I think is going to have the lead down the stretch. So let's make the one horse my impression, my top selection in the ninth race at Belmont on Saturday. Okay. Our second selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the seven horse. The seven horse is Team of Teams. James Jerkins trains. Johnny Velasquez is the jockey. 8 to 1 in the morning line. If you take a look at that, excuse me, Dave, that race on March 3rd at Gulfstream Park where this horse wired, you and I were together when that happened. It was this horse was 11 to 1. And a bunch of guys that we sit around were yelping pretty loud when this horse came across the finish line at 11 to 1. So I think we'll make the seven horse Team of Teams our second selection in this ninth race at Belmont on Saturday. Okay. And our third and final selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the six horse. The six horse is a Raving Beauty. A Raving Beauty is trained by Chad Brown. Irad Ortiz is the jockey, 2 to 1 in the morning line. This horse gets Lasix for the first time, has a nice workout on the Belmont turf track, has adjusted buyer's big figure off that time for a rating of 95, which will put this horse right there. Certainly, you know, this horse coming from Europe, raced in Germany, has been on multiple off tracks and soft turf courses in her career. So let's make the six horse, Dave, our third selection here, Dave. So to summarize, in race 9 at Belmont on Saturday, our selections are 1, 7, 6.
Okay. Then let's move to the 10th race. This is the third leg of that pick three. This is a mile and an eighth. It's a grade three. It's the 64th running of the Peter Pan, $350,000 for three-year-olds. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so my top selection in this race is going to be the five horse. The five horse is Diamond King, trained by John Service, ridden by Javier Castellano, 7 to 2 in the morning line. This horse might be the lone speed. Pretty significant jockey change from Pennington to Castellano. Pretty nice Tomlinson speed figure for an off track. This horse went a distance of ground the last time and won in a minor stakes race at Laurel. this horse just looks like it might be the right fit, and Castellano might be the right guy to get this horse on the front end and go wire to wire. So let's make the 5 horse Diamond King our top selection in the 10th race at Belmont on Saturday. Our second selection in the race is going to be the 1 horse. The 1 horse is Core Beliefs. Peter Urton trains. Tyler Bays is out there to ride this.
Yeah.
This one at 2-1 in the morning line. This horse ran third, 9 lengths behind Justify the last time out in the Santa Anita Derby. You know, this horse looks like a pretty nice horse, Dave. I don't think Peter Urton is shipping one all the way from California to New York just to get the miles. So it seems like this horse is probably going to have a pretty big shot, though. There isn't anything in this horse's past performances that jump off the page at me. But we are going to make the 1 horse Core Beliefs our second selection, and our third and final selection in this 10th race at Belmont on Saturday, Dave, is going to be the 3 horse. The 3 horse is Just Whistle. This horse did just only break its maiden last time, but that was a pretty easy win. Drew off with Rosario. That was a jockey change to Rosario. Michael Matz trains. Joel Rosario is the jockey. This horse is, lightly raced 3-year-old. Certainly there's some room for improvement. 87 buyer speed figure the last time. So let's make the 3 horse Dave Just Whistle our third and final selection. So to summarize our selections in race 10 at Belmont on Saturday, they are 5, 1, and 3.
Okay. Then we move to the 11th race, the big race of the day. This is 1 3/8. It's on the inner turf. This is a grade 1. It's the 60th running of the Man of War, $700,000. And you have 4-year-olds on upward and getters or picks.
Yeah, Dave. So this will come as no mystery to you that I am making the 2 horse Saddler's Joy our top selection.
I saw that horse and I said, that's
your
pick.
One of my all-time faves, Saddler's Joy, Tom Albatroni trains, Julian Le Perouse the jockey, 3-1 in the morning line. This horse is 3rd off the layoff. Felt like this horse didn't have enough pace to run at the last time. Did kind of bounce off that 101 buyer speed figure that he produced at Gulfstream on the 3rd of March and, produced on a 96 the next time out. So I think we're going to get this horse in the right form cycle, 3rd off the layoff. This horse can produce a 104, 105 multiple times. Buyer speed figures will probably be a little bit closer to the pace just by the sheer fact that it's breaking out of the 2 hole. Certainly can race on a soft track. I've underlined a couple of those races. You can see those in the past performances. So let's make the 2 horse Dave Saddler's Joy our top selection in this 11th race at Belmont on Saturday. Our second selection is going to be the 6 horse Call Provision, Chad Brown, Jose Ortiz, 9-2 in the morning line. 2nd off a layoff, 5 races on the Belmont turf course, a win, a 2nd and a 3rd. Multiple sub 12 second ace of a mile in this horse's past performances. So I know it's got the kind of burst that is necessary. Jose Ortiz is almost 30% when he rides for Chad Brown. So let's make the 6 horse Call Provision our second selection. And I'm going to make another long shot at our third selection, Dave. So I did that a little bit here in the past performances and our selections today. So let's make the 8 horse Bigger Picture. Mike Maker trains Kendra Carmouche, the jockey. This horse is 12-1 the morning line. Really nice record at Belmont, 7 starts, 4 wins, 2 seconds. I like Maker going a distance of ground on the turf. Seems to be his sweet spot as a trainer. And we get one, coming into a form cycle where it's 2nd off a layoff. Certainly this horse likes to win. 25 starts on the turf, 10 wins. That's a tremendous record. Yep. Can produce, a triple-digit buyer speed figure, and the price will be right. So let's make the 8 horse, Dave, Bigger Picture, our third and final selection in this 11th race at Belmont on Saturday. So to summarize, Dave, our selections, race 11, Belmont, Saturday, 2, 6, 8.
All right, let's wrap it up here. Again, make sure you're going to our website, offthechartshorseracing.com. All the links are up there to listen to us. Please click them. And you want to listen. If you aren't, if you're listening to this, you must be listening. So make sure you click them for all future. Go out to our Twitter feed and make sure you're following us, offthechartshr. And any race day changes or other picks, and it's possible there might be some changes because of the weather in both places. So make sure you're following us on Twitter to see if there's any changes out there. And be sure you, if you have any questions, you want to ask us any questions, we do have an email address, questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. And with that, do you have any other closing comments before we wrap this up?
No, Dave, it's just, you know, we'll try to work our handicapping around the weather over the, you know, especially here in the spring. And hopefully I've made some selections in at the two tracks that have incorporated some off-track commentary so that the listeners can make adjustments if they need to.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.